Black Star Breakfast with Passenger and Holes across the Black Star Radio Network. It's 26 past 8. Paul here this morning. And having a chat to Dr. Mark Wenatong from Apuna Pima, who is on the phone today from Brisbane. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you today, mate?
Good. Thank you very much. You're based in the Cairns office. You're out of the office today down at Brisbane. How's the weather down your way this morning?
A little bit overcast, but fairly cool.
That's a nice change. Maybe a little bit cooler than what we're seeing here in the far north without the humidity.
That's the one, yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little about your role. What do you do with the Apuna Pima?
Oh, look, at Apuna Pima, I kind of came on board a few years ago when Apuna Pima changed from an advocacy organisation, health advocacy, to more of a health service delivery organisation. So prior to that, I was the senior medical officer at Wuchopperin Health Service in Cairns.
Okay.
And so I came over to help out the CEO, Cleveland Fagan, and said, you know, it's built up into a fairly substantial health organisation. So I started out as a senior medical officer and then spent last year in Canberra working as the public health medical advisor and acting CEO for NACHO, our peak body in Canberra. And then came back into a position with Apuna Pima as the public health medical advisor.
Okay, so what sort of areas do you sort of deal with as far as advice is concerned?
It's a mixture of things. So it's some clinical work. Most of my clinical work these days, though, is working with men's groups and doing men's health clinics, because that's kind of my, if there's an area of specialty that I do in medicine, it's working with our men around the Cape. And so still a little bit of clinical work, policy advice on, you know, the thing for our services, especially our Aboriginal health services, is understanding what all, you know, the latest research tells us is the best way to move forward. And so there's a lot of research out there and a lot of stuff that comes in. And I give advice on what the research is saying and then how we implement that into programs at a community level. So it's that type of advice, and coupled with that is some of the other strategic advice around, you know, thinking about where the national policies and state-based policies are going around, you know, the new government and Office of Prime Minister and Cabinet, what they're pushing around economic participation in Aboriginal affairs, etc. And then ensuring that, you know, we're kind of aligned with current policy thinking, or can at least take advantage of current policy thinking.
What are some of the biggest issues that Apuna Pima are dealing with at the moment on a ground level in the areas that you cover?
Yeah, look, the key thing, I think, for us is ensuring that we help to empower our communities to take greater control of their own health. And that's, I guess, the core of a Aboriginal community-controlled organisation is providing all the technical expertise, etc., to support our own people to take a greater responsibility for their own health and for their community's health and to see real health outcomes. So the issues at the moment for us on a broader scale, you know, are just making sure that, you know, our services are sustainable and will continue in the long term, given, you know, there's a lot of political changes going on around the place, particularly, you know, state government and federal government, and then the new budget's kind of coming out and everything's looking pretty tight. So making sure that we've got sustainable business models, etc. The key thing for us, though, is making sure we're getting health outcomes for our mob. So that means, you know, working sometimes harder, but sometimes working smarter on the ground and making sure we've got the right coverage of the right types of health professionals across the Cape, from specialists through to, you know, Indigenous health workers and right down to drivers and receptionists and all the rest of it as well, the people that make a real difference in ensuring that services work. So there's a fairly broad arena of things that we have to deal with and to stay ahead of the game a bit.
So, I guess, so
and at the same time, yeah, deliver service.
Yeah. So I guess it's all about going in there and not saying, you know, this is what will happen. It's... identifying the problems and offering an offer of assistance as opposed to, saying this is what's going to happen.
Absolutely. And, you know, we know this is what's going to happen doesn't work very well. and never has in Aboriginal affairs, really. So what we do, we identify health-related problems and issues, you know, like we can go in a community and say, look, from the data, we can, you know, tell you that, you know, 15% of this, your community's got diabetes. Here's the things that will work in decreasing diabetes, you know, or controlling it. How would you like to approach it?
Yeah.
And that kind of approach is particularly around, communities having ownership and saying, look, you know, us saying to them, this is actually your clinic, not ours. So, if we're stuffing up, you need to tell us straight away.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, there's something going on that you don't think's right or we're not appropriate culturally in some areas, you know, just tell us straight away and we'll fix it. But it's your service, you know. And that kind of approach we found does empower people. I guess one of the services we're doing that's fully community controlled at the moment is Mossman Gorge. And that community knows they own that clinic, you know.
Yeah.
And that we work for them, basically. And it gives you that resonance with the local community in that you get this kind of direct feedback and partnership and collaboration and so you can address any issues really quickly.
Mark, there was an issue back, I think, a month or so ago with regard to a particular cholesterol-lowering drug.
Yeah, look, there was a program on television called Catalyst. I think it was on ABC.
Yep.
And it was kind of promoting this stuff that's come out of the US, saying that, you know, everybody's too many people are on these cholesterol lowering drugs. That's the fats in your blood, and too many people are on them. They should be off them, and it used US experts who had really vested interest in alternate therapies. So it was a bit of a worry at the time, and lots of people stopped taking their they're called statins, these medications, lots of people stopped taking them at the time, and we were saying basically for our population, because so many of our people have high cholesterol, it's the last thing we really wanted with people coming off. We didn't actually have enough people taking their medication, let alone going off it. So our advice was, it's always good, you know, like we'd prefer if nobody was on medication, of course,
yeah,
and when no one had to be. All medication has side effects, and you need to discuss the pros and cons of that with your doctor. And the third thing was, look, you know, if you saw that program and you're worried, talk to somebody before you stop, just to make sure you're doing the right thing and you get the best advice possible, other than just some TV program with a couple of people that are trying to sensationalise and make money for themselves.
That's always a little bit of a worry, isn't it? Yeah, so rather don't believe what you see or read, go and see your GP, talk to the experts.
You know, so many people as well now have access to the internet, so they can look up stuff and Google and come in and you know, not everything that you get on the internet is accurate.
Yeah,
so it's always good. And the second thing about that is that it is always good to question your health professionals and go, why am I on this medication? Should I be on this medication? And am I taking it the right way? All the rest of that stuff. It's always good to be questioning. I love it when my patients ask me, you know, to justify things, because that makes sure that, you know, we're both on the same wavelength.
Yeah, that's right. Mark, very interesting stuff. We'll keep in touch over the coming months. I know there's always something on the go with Puna Pima. All the best to you and your crew for Christmas, New Year. Look forward to catching up with you in the next couple of weeks.
Look, yeah, thanks very much, and to everybody else as well. You know, really safe, and happy Christmas and New Year from Puna Pima.
Good on you, Mark. Talk to you soon.
Cheers, brother.
Thanks, Mark. There's Dr. Mark Wenatong from Puna Pima here at Black Star. It's 22 to 9.